Cristiano Ronaldo's Al Nassr are one of three big-spending Saudi Arabian clubs hunting AFC Champions League glory on home soil when the final knockout stages begin on Friday. The Desert Nation hosts the quarterfinals, semifinals, and the final of Asia's Premier Club competition, given a new look and format this year as the AFC Champions League Elite, from April 25 to May 3 in Jeddah. The cash-rich Saudi clubs have lured stars from Europe, meaning Jeddah's Al-Ahli plus Riyadh clubs Al-Hilal and Al-Nassr are among the favorites to lift the trophy on May 3 at the 62,000-capacity King Abdullah Sports City Stadium. Saudi teams dominated the West Zone League stages, with Al-Hilal and Al-Ahli both unbeaten in 8 games and Ronaldo's Al-Nassr next best as they filled the top 3 spots. Portugal's Ronaldo, the former Manchester United and Real Madrid star, is still going strong at the age of 40, and has 7 goals in the competition this season as he looks to win his first AFC Champions League in the twilight of a glittering career. Al-Nassr coach Stefano Pioli believes his side, who lost in the quarterfinals last year, can go all the way. "I always have great confidence in the players because of our hard work and training," said the former AC Milan boss. "Sometimes the results do not do us justice, but we know that we are on the right path." First, his side must overcome last year's losing finalists, Yokohama F. Marinos of Japan, who are in crisis after sacking manager Steve Holland last week, less than 4 months after the former England assistant to Gareth Southgate took charge. Yokohama are bottom of the J-League with just 1 win from 12 matches, but they topped the East Zone and then beat Chinese champions Shanghai Port 5-1 on aggregate in the last 16. Tony Meres fire Al-Ahli. "Things haven't been going well for us, but it's about what we do next," Yokohama midfielder Riku Yamane said after a defeat in their first game under interim manager Patrick Kisnorbo last week. "We need to all be on the same page about how we want to play, including the small details." The winners will meet either another Japanese club, Kawasaki Frontale, or Al Sadd of Qatar in the semi-finals. Al-Hilal, who are looking to become Asian champions for a record-extending 5th time, face South Korean debutants Gwangju. The Saudi champions let Brazilian superstar Neymar return to Santos, but they can still call on players of the caliber of Serbia's Alexander Mitrovic and the Portuguese pair João Cancelo and Ruben Neves. Al-Hilal are a good team, like most West teams are and, to be honest, are better than teams from the East, said Gwangju technical director Jang Ki-bong. "But we are not afraid, and we will fight to defy the odds and make sure that we do everything we can to compete against them."